Stepping Off the Aurora by Dennis Edward Delaney. In and of itself, a Walter Mitty lifestyle is not necessarily harmful, but there are inevitable consequences that make life difficult, particularly for friends and loved ones you depend on. In our first session, you volunteered that if not for Delilah's insistence, you would not have sought help in the first place. Considering that you make light of and consistently resist therapy, this should come as no surprise. It is my opinion that it is time you reevaluate your therapy goals. Perhaps go with someone whose methods are more aligned with your specific needs. That was that. Lots of luck. Miles walked out of all family therapy, calm on the outside, berserker crazy on the inside, all deprecations and vindictive, and it was still snowing. He calculated an additional 8 minutes to walk home. Whoosh! Miles looked up. That was close. What was it? A bird? He mumbled, Walter Mitty. Good Lord! He stared at the real estate security lock on the door to his basement apartment. Todd's doing had to be. He jogged up the snow-covered cement steps in his mucklucks around to the front of his mother's house and up the porch steps. 3 open cardboard liquor boxes stuffed with his belongings sat in front of the deck swing. A sudden cold wind chilled him. Chimes jingled and the swing creaked. The front door opened, and his mom's fiancé, Todd, stepped out, and he wasn't smiling. I borrowed the lock from work. Miles squinted at his mother behind the window shears, holding one hand to her mouth, the other fisted against the belly that gave birth to him. Miles was no dummy. Locked door, boxes on the porch, his mom's boyfriend barring the front door could only mean one thing. Miles shook his head and shrugged. What, you're evicting me? No, that would take too much time. I'm kicking you out. You, what right? You don't even live here. I'm helping your mom out. Guilting her stops now. Honestly, she hurts. Betty only agreed to this because our getting married is conditional on your leaving. You have until tomorrow noon to pick up your stuff. After that, it goes to the Goodwill. This is my house. Betty's house. Miles, you are 36. Unemployed. I work at the Science Fiction Museum, Todd. And I write. I am a writer. Unemployed. For most of your adult life. Your mom wants to retire, Miles. Live a little. You just don't get it. Never did. Well, nobody can undo the past and you won't change. So what's left to do? Leave the nest. Fly like a bird. Miles looked at his mom. Was she chewing her knuckles? He swept an arm out over the neighborhood, but it included the world. It's freezing out here. Where am I supposed to go? Delilah's? I'd like to think she has more sense than that. I like her. How about Harley's? You two can play video games to your heart's content. Paul nodded at the boxes. It's all your comics, movie paraphernalia, and the rest of your adolescent junk. Packed it myself. Call it a labor of love. He looked around. Stop snowing. He abruptly walked inside and shut the door.